Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com and I'm so thrilled that you're here. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast today. Just a quick reminder, I have one day left for you to sign up for my 2 weeks coaching offer. So this is an amazing opportunity to work with me one-on-one without having to commit to the full 12 weeks coaching with me. So this is an amazing opportunity. If you have some specific things you want to work on with me around weight loss manifestation, so anything to do with weight loss manifestation, law of attraction, finding the root emotional causes of why you can't seem to lose weight, the emotional and practical reasons about why you find weight loss to be hard, overcoming emotional eating, overcoming your self-sabotaging behaviors, shifting your limiting beliefs, building and maintaining a strong metabolism, and anything to do with macros as well, having more control and predictability about weight loss, ending the yo-yo dieting, learning portion control, healing body image and confidence, overcoming excessive cravings, learning intuitive eating, overcoming dieting trauma, overcoming deprivation around dieting. There is just so much that I can help you with. And you'd be surprised at how much we can cover over a 2 week period, right? Because you get two sessions with me, but also what a really powerful part of this offer is the Voxer voice messaging support. Now, the girls in my intuitive macros group will tell you just how much they get out of my Voxer voice support coaching, because I do a lot of coaching via voice support. I love voice support. Speak English, Barbara. but yeah, I love voice support. I can literally talk all day in coaching you around the specific things that come up in the moment. And it's what I find magical. It's that in the moment coaching where it's almost like I can just feel into your energy and I can just know like what's going on and coach you on it in the moment. I love in the moment coaching. So that's why I just love Voxer support. And I know that my girls in Intuitive Macros really love it too. So it's an amazing opportunity to work privately with me for the 2 weeks. The offer's only available for one more day, you guys. So The link can be found in the show notes. It's also on Instagram, Facebook. Make sure you're following me on those platforms, because that's where you'll find the link. So anyway, you guys, if you've been following me on social media, you'll know that I went to a wedding on the weekend. It was a really, really lovely, lovely, lovely day. And I guess I haven't really, because I've been giving you guys so much of the dieting and weight loss advice, I haven't really given you much update on my life and my own manifestations and what's been happening and stuff like that. I tend to I tend to really tell my intuitive macros girls what's going on because I'm always reverting back my own journey and my expansion into their own situation, because I really find that kind of normalizing growth and normalizing working through things is really helpful when you're trying to shift your subconscious. And definitely between the time when you're working on changing your subconscious and the time that it takes for it to really soak into your subconscious, it's good to kind of hear lots of reassuring stuff that you're on the right track. And that, and that basically we get to shift any aspect of our life and any kind of manifestation that we want to shift. And like I've really talked about the manifestation of building my business only, slightly. I've been talking about it sometimes in my stories and that on Instagram. I talk about it and share with you the coaches that I've worked with and stuff like that. So yeah, it is good to kind of follow my Instagram stories if you want some more insight into that and some of my other manifestations, because I sometimes talk about it on there. But yeah, generally too with my intuitive macro girls, I share kind of what's going on behind the scenes in terms of my own manifestations, because yeah, I really take this stuff very, very seriously. And I do kind of say, you know, like I'm not perfect. I've got stuff going on too that I work through. But at the same time, I feel like normalizing that is also what helps us create this energy of self-love and acceptance around ourselves. So I think it's important to understand whenever you're shifting yourself, whenever you're shifting through something, is to be wary of this energy of like that you're not there yet, rather than appreciating how far you've come. I think that's really, really important to remember is in terms of where you're focusing on and the energy in which you're in. It's like even if you're going through something, it's important to focus on where you've come from, so how far you've come, or focus on normalizing people having issues kind of thing. So like normalizing where you are now and having that be okay, right? Because I feel like we can really get into this place of wanting to shift but really getting stuck where we are because we're not accepting where we are. We're kind of like trying to reject it because it's not okay. We've got to get out of it. And it's kind of like the first step in a way is like normalizing it and accepting it. And this can be a really quick thing to do that you get into the habit of doing it, so it doesn't necessarily have to delay your forward progression into where you want to go. But at the same time, it's like you just shift the energy. You learn to shift that energy really quickly of like, yeah, no, like I'm a human being and I have negative emotions and I have negative situations happen, and I trust and I know that I'm on the right path and that these are just lessons that are along my way, and I'm always moving forward and I'm always going on the right track, and what I get to have what I want, and that's inevitable. And like this, can you see how it's like it's all leading me in more of a positive momentum? Can you feel the shifts when you start thinking that way rather than, oh shit, like everybody thinks I'm a loser because I've got this problem. I can't believe like I have this problem and I'm so stuck now because of this problem and oh, because of my past conditioning, and like now I've like I'm always going to be like this, or I'm stuck this way, or blah, 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 blah. Like your ego can like go down this downward spiral, which happens, yeah? Like this shit happens. Our ego can gain some momentum and we can start to get to this place where we feel really, really like a strong limiting belief is really affecting us and it feels very real. And that's okay. That happens to me too, yeah? But it's like I know that if I start to judge myself for being there, it's making it worse, right? If I start to judge myself for being there, it's going to make it worse. So you want to kind of start to lift yourself out of this ditch by being, oh, okay, like it's normal. I'm normalizing this. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm coming out of this. It's all good, blah, blah, blah. That kind of thing is really important to remember when it comes to anything manifestation, okay? Now I'm just for a moment getting really, really general here, even though it's totally off topic to what I'm meant to be talking about today. I just feel the need to really express this because I can fall into this pattern too, and I just see it a lot in others when they fall into this pattern of like feeling really bad about where they are. And so it's really important to shift that and be not to have judgment for where you are, to make it okay where you are, because that's how you move forward. You have to gain some leverage. You have to gain some momentum in the positive direction, because I've said this before, negative thoughts and emotions attract more negative thoughts and emotions. Trust me, I can see myself spiraling sometimes, and then I catch myself and I'm like, Barbara, what are you doing? You're literally like having back-to-back negative experiences here. You know you're doing this, like you've gained momentum here. And it's like just a matter of shifting that boat around and going the other direction. So it's like, yeah, it's you judging your emotions is another layer of negative. So in order to shift that, to turn that boat around, it's like you don't pick up a boat and turn it around. You like gently turn it. You know what I'm saying? I think I literally had this discussion with a client several weeks ago about this, and she gave me this analogy as well of like the boat, like a big ship. You got a great big ship. I don't want to say shit. Ship. You've got a great big ship. You can't just, and it's in the fucking ocean. You don't just pick it up with your hands and flip it around, do ya? It's got to like do its thing and turn slowly. And it's like sometimes if you've got a lot of momentum going in a negative emotion, it's like the first step can just be like normalizing you being there so that you're not judging yourself so much and you're not trying to because that's part of emotional eating too, is when you reject the emotion so much, you reject it, you fear it, you judge it, therefore you have to eat because you have to escape these uncomfortable feelings that you're feeling, right? So it's really important to understand, it's like, okay, let me normalize where I am, making it okay. I'm not like some broken human being. I don't like have all these issues, because like your brain will want to catastrophize things and be like, oh my God, I'm broken. There's something wrong with me. I can't fix this. I'm going to be like this forever. And it wants to be all dramatic. My brain's very dramatic. If you can't tell by my dramatic voice, I should say former dramatic, because I feel like I've come a long way. And if I take my own advice of what I've just said, I've come a long way. So I really like to focus on how far I've come, because I've come a long way with this. And I'm definitely not as dramatic as I used to be in my head about things. And so, yeah, it's really like, you know, taking off that layer of judgment and going, okay, let me just reflect on that situation without all the ickiness of judging and fearing and what do people think of me, and I'm, you know, blah, 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 blah. And let me just work on that. Let me look at why I attracted this situation. What is it within me that's attracted this situation? What do I need to shift? You get what I mean? Anyway, that's just some generalized manifestation stuff there, right there, that I just felt like I needed to say for whatever reason. And the girls in Intuitive Macros will tell you we literally cover all aspects of manifestation in my coaching, because what I try to say is your weight issue is generally a byproduct of other things going on in your life. So when you start working on the real issues, you'll find it easier to work on your weight issue, because it's like your weight is tied into other things. It's tied into things. That's why emotional eating is so important to work on when you want to lose weight, because it's like, why did you gain the weight? Do you know what I mean? Even if you're currently not an emotional eater, there was a point where you were, and that's why you gained the weight. Because I just think that, yeah, it's such an important thing to understand how closely our emotions are linked with our weight, right? Now, today what I actually want to talk about, which is totally different to what I just started a tangent and a rant on, which whatever, let's just go with it, is what to do when you feel deprived or can never get enough food. This is a really, really good one that I want to talk about. And yeah, I just felt inspired to talk about this today, even though like I just wanted to talk about generalized manifestation stuff too, because like I said, like it always ties in together. Your weight is linked into other things going on in your life. And for me personally, I feel like I learned so much that was non-weight related, if that makes sense. I had growth that I needed to do that my weight, my obsession with dieting was there to point out the actual lessons going on that had nothing to do with dieting, okay? So it's nice to find what the real thing is going on, what the real problem and the real issues that you got to work on in your life. So what I want to talk about today is what to do when you feel deprived or can never get enough food. So there's a few things going on here when you feel deprived or can never get enough food. There's always going to be an individual approach to these things because we're all very different. We all have different things going on in our life. So there's going to be multiple things that I could cover that probably I'm not going to be able to cover in this one podcast episode. So just keep that in mind that I'm pretty much just going to cover some of the generalized reasons and what to do when you have these instances that might not apply to every single person. But generally, I'm going to be talking about the topics that come up with my clients and that have come up with me as well. So that's kind of what I'm going to talk about today in regards to feeling deprived or feeling like you can never get enough food. So there's a couple of things to take into consideration when you feel deprived and when you can't get enough food. Usually there's two things going on here. Number one, you've got the dieting mentality. So you are perpetuating this idea that weight loss is about feeling deprived. And this is more like it's like an energy or a perception that we get from dieting. It's like there's constant memes about it. It's like it's become this way of thinking, this limited perception that people just fall for, right? Same as a scarcity mindset around money. It's like it just becomes this belief that lots of people tend to believe in, and then it just becomes this limited way of thinking. Whereas that's a choice and you don't have to choose to live life that way. I literally experienced this like a few days ago when I posted a post in a popular group that I post in a lot, Manifestation Babes. And the lady, I don't know, like I think I triggered somebody and maybe like it was posting about like maybe getting offended by what I said about weight loss. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, kind of what I got from that and what I learned from that, it's kind of like people have this mentality that you have to choose between whether you are thin or get to feel happy around food. And it's like people put these limitations. So when they see somebody who's slim or skinny, they automatically assume that they must be unhappy and suffering and deprived. And I've actually mentioned this before because I noticed that some people, this occasionally comes up with people that I coach or with people that I'm paying attention to their thought patterns and their language and what they say, they have this belief that in order to lose weight, be slim, whatever this desirable thing is, they've then blocked that off. They try to deny that they want it because they say, well, in order to have that, people who have that must be suffering. People who have a nice body must feel deprived. They must be dieting. They must be starving themselves, right? And it's this mentality that actually ends up screwing you up because that's just within you. That's not the truth. That may be true for some people, but it doesn't have to be true for you. And so if you believe that, you're actually just limiting yourself. And so then people tend to jump on the bandwagon where they go, I am self-love and body positivity, yes, but then also like going the opposite end of dieting. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're going down the other end where they're like, you can completely ignore everything about what you eat and just eat. Yeah, it's the other end is what I'm trying to say. And it's like, okay, like everyone has the right to do whatever they want, okay, at the end of the day. I'm not going to ever want to convince somebody to have to think the way that I think. If you don't like it, then just go away kind of thing. But also what I want people to understand is that when you place a limitation on, so there's a part of you that wants to lose weight, but the other part of you thinks that everybody who is skinny is depriving themselves, you're just sabotaging yourself, right? Because literally that's what the energy I felt from this particular person was, this anger that I must be unhappy and depriving myself because I'm slim kind of energy I felt. And it's like I noticed that people think this because of the dieting industry, because of this mentality of losing weight equals eating less and moving more, which it's an oversimplification that can cause trouble. And this is actually something that I brought up in my Intuitive Macros group today, was that if you really think about it, everything is a contradiction, right? Whenever you learn something, whenever you truly understand a topic around law of attraction and manifestation, if you truly, truly understand law of attraction and manifestation, you'll notice that there is always going to be contradiction to things. And it's the fact that you have to understand when there's these contradicting things, right? What I'm trying to say is, okay, the word that I'm trying to look for isn't really contradicting. It's like when it's a paradox. So what you'll notice is that with law of attraction and manifestation, when you're learning a topic, whether it's money, whether it's relationships, whether it's weight loss, when you truly understand it, you'll understand the different, like you understand the paradox. You'll understand that there's going to be different like things, different statements or different ways of applying that knowledge that contradict each other slightly. And all together though, they equal the outcome that you want. So an example of a paradox is when you want something, you have to focus on it, but you have to hold on loosely. See how that's a paradox? It's like law of attraction. You have to have a desire, so you have to want something, but at the same time, you have to hold on loosely, so you can't place too much resistance on wanting it because then you're coming from lack. And it's like, that's what I mean by paradox. So it's like, you might say something, but then you've got to also understand the balancing other end of it. So what I mean by paradox in relation to weight loss is like, you have to diet, But you can't diet with the dieting mentality. Do you get what I'm saying? That's what I mean by a paradox. It's like I talk about how bad dieting is, but then on the other end of the spectrum, you can't just completely let go and be an emotional eater. It's like a paradox. So it's like you have to find the place in between. And that's what law of attraction is all about, really. It's like finding the different paradoxes and finding the place that's in between. It's like I'm holding on loosely, but I'm also focusing on what I want. And I'm also acting as if. And it's like, can you see how what I mean by this whole idea of paradoxes? Anyway, I'm like totally getting off track again, but it is relevant, right, to the topic, which is when you feel overly deprived and can never get enough food. It's like you've created this world where you expect weight loss to equal deprivation, and then that has become your reality. And it's about choosing a reality where you find that nice place. You find that place that you understand the paradox and the two contradicting things that I'm talking about when you're dieting without the dieting mentality, when you're not emotionally eating, but you're also like you feel freedom around food, but you're not overindulging. And the intuitive macros girls are really learning that fine balance now, because we've given them permission to eat whatever they want, to take away the allure of food. Okay, so I've spoken about this before. You feel deprived a lot of the time, or feel like you can't get enough food, because psychologically the dieting mentality makes food more alluring. Now, this is proven scientifically, okay, you guys? So it's really important to take this seriously, because psychologically it has been shown that the dieting mentality makes food more alluring. So there is always going to be that aspect that you're going to have to work on whilst simultaneously working on this aspect of, okay, so if I do get to eat whatever I want, I don't truly feel good when I indulge in emotional eating. You don't, because at the end of the day, when you start gaining weight, you're not in alignment either. Yeah, it doesn't feel good. Alignment is feeling good. If you overindulge in junk food, you don't feel good. So intuitive eating isn't all that bad when you understand that it isn't just about listening to what your brain wants. That's what people get fucked up around intuitive eating, because they don't understand that they're listening to what their brain wants. They're not actually listening to their body. Listening to your body means listening to when you overindulge and you feel like shit. When you don't eat enough vegetables, you get tired. That's still intuitive eating. If you just ate pizza every day and never touched a vegetable, like, I'm sure there's always going to be a person out there who contradicts this, also because duh, manifestation. So if they truly believe they don't have to eat vegetables and they can still be healthy, I reckon you can, because I reckon that you can manifest any kind of reality. But I don't even like want to go there, because I feel like I'd have way too many limiting beliefs around nutrition, because like duh, it's programmed into us quite a bit that we have to eat healthy in order to be healthy. So anyway, I'm going off track again, but this thing around feeling deprived and stuff, and you're always going to have to understand that you probably have an aspect of the dieting mentality that you have to work on, and an aspect of an emotional eater. Pretty much always. Like, honestly, I don't give a fuck who you are. If you're denying it, I tell you, you're just you're being ignorant. I just feel like everybody would need to work on the aspect where they have this perception of dieting around food, and then on the other hand, they're wanting to use it emotionally, and that's why they feel deprived and that they can't ever get enough. And it's like one of the girls in my intuitive macros group showed this image, which is really good. It's like a stick figure, and it says, eats pizza, Coke, dessert, And then it's like husband eats pizza, Coke, dessert, and is like a stick figure. And then it's like there's a round circle figure, like obviously like the overweight figure or the bigger figure. Or, and then it says me. And then it's like thinks about chocolate and gets fat. And it's like, see, that's the perspective that I'm talking about. Can you feel like imagine this image that I've just described and if you've even seen it. And it's, can you imagine then what that image represents? Let's just talk about what that image represents. What that image represents is a belief that this person gets to eat whatever they want and they still stay slim, whereas you even think about food and you gain weight. So then if we're talking about law of attraction and manifestation, it's like, so, okay, let's look at the positive aspect of this image. What this image is saying is that there are people out there who get to eat whatever they want and still stay slim. Okay, so then why are you attracting a reality where you can't? It's the same thing as like there are people out there who are wealthy. So then what's stopping you from being wealthy too? And it's the subconscious beliefs and stuff like that. So if you can apply that to food as well, it's like, what's missing between you and that? And it's like, yes, to a certain extent, you do have to understand that your husband will probably like have a higher BMR than you. BMR being BMR. Hang on. Now I'm getting confused with myself. Basal metabolic rate. Yes. I just had a mental fart then. I was like, did I say that right? Did I say that abbreviation? So basal metabolic rate. It's like, if we're just going to talk about like basic science, it's like, yeah, generally men can eat more food. They're generally like taller, way more, whatever, whatever, whatever. And it's like more muscle mass and whatever, 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 like contributes to their higher basal metabolic rate. But at the same time, why are you focusing on that? If your husband can eat more food than you, why does that have to make you feel deprived? Why can't you have a love and respect for your body and not focus on what everyone else is doing? So then if your husband is sitting on the couch and eating Maltesers and automatically you're like, I don't get to have that because I need to lose weight, you are creating deprivation for yourself. You are creating that reality. You don't have to focus on what you can't have. And this is why in my last episode or the episode before that, I was really, really passionate about telling you not to associate healthy food and unhealthy food with your weight, because that's part of why you feel deprived. Because you see your husband or ex person, whoever it is, sitting on the couch eating Maltesers, and you're getting upset about it because you're trying to lose weight. You're creating this feeling, this negative emotion. The deprivation is a negative emotion. You're creating that negative emotion. It's got nothing to do with weight loss. You're just creating it. You're manifesting it. You are manifesting your own deprivation. What are you focusing on? If you want the fucking Maltesers, have them. Don't get caught up in the energy of deprivation. It's all just an illusion. It's an illusion. It's something that you've created within your mind. On the other hand, like the practical aspects of this is, yes, some people just aren't eating enough calories and then of course they're hungry. And it's like, don't get too, like don't put yourself in too much of a deficit, and then you won't feel as, it won't feel as depriving to lose weight. But yeah, like you do have to be in a deficit to lose weight. But whether or not you want to feel deprived about it is a choice. And it's something that you can change in your reality to lose weight without feeling deprived. You can. You absolutely can. People lose weight, and it has happened, and they will lose weight without feeling deprived. Or they'll lose weight accidentally. It happens. Just remember that in terms of law of attraction and manifestation, you can create whatever reality you want. So you can create a reality where you don't have to feel deprived around food. Now, this feeling of can never get enough, well, there's always an emotional aspect to this. Whether the emotional aspect is still there, it has been in the past. Therefore, you do want to look at those patterns that are going on. What's going on in that person's day-to-day life that's causing them to not can get the feeling that they can never get enough food, right? Because the question then is why? Why can't you get enough food? What's going on in that person that makes them feel the need to binge or feel the need to overeat to that extent? There's always something emotional going on. Like, for example, with the girls in my intuitive macros group, it's like, and for a few clients, it's like that part of the night where you're trying to wind down after dinner or whatever and you're chilling and there's just empty space. It's like, why do you have to fill up that time with food? What are you avoiding? There's always going to be thought processes that you just don't have an awareness of and that you just need to gain more awareness of in order to overcome this feeling of I can't get enough food or I feel deprived. So let me give you some takeaway tips to go with today, right? In terms of what to do when you feel deprived or you can't get enough food. First of all, you want to ask yourself whether you operate from a dieting mentality. What I mean by this is your relationship to food. Do you have a strong association between food and your weight? Or do you kind of have a bit more of a chilled, relaxed view of food where you respect your hunger and you respect your fullness? Do you ever question your hunger and fullness, or is it always about your weight? Is eating always related to your weight? That also can link into why you feel deprived, because you're never satisfied with your weight. Yeah? If you're never satisfied with your weight, you're constantly going to be in this seeking energy. And when you're in this seeking energy, you're always going to be hungry. So I've said this before. When food is tied into your weight, and because in our brain, when certain things are associated with each other, you'll think of it. So, for example, if you've made an association between perfume and a certain person, when you think of the perfume, you might think of the person who wears that perfume. Yeah? Notice how your brain associates one thing with another. And then when you think of that one thing, you'll think of the other thing. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like if I start talking about a manual car, your brain might start thinking of the gear stick in a car, because it's a relatable thing that's close to it. And so when you have a really strong correlation between food and your weight, like a really strong correlation, and you are obsessed with dieting, whenever you think of your weight or how much you dislike your body, your brain's also simultaneously thinking about food. And if you're always thinking about food and you're constantly having to fight that because you don't want to overeat, you're going to feel deprived. Do you get what I'm saying here? I hope this makes sense, because this is really, really important to understand out there for those chronic dieters, especially like some of you that don't even want to lose weight. Because I know there's chronic dieters out there and emotional eaters who don't even need to lose weight, but they're suffering around food because they are constantly having to fight this hunger all the hunger is from is dissatisfaction. You feel so fucking dissatisfied because you just don't accept your body for what it is, even if you look fucking amazing. Yeah? It's really important to understand that people can look good but still not accept themselves and then still be in a battle with food. Yeah? It's not just about weight. It's about getting over the battle with food, this feeling of battling that I feel like I can never get enough, or I'm deprived and I'm constantly having to fight myself, fight my appetite. That's torture. It's fucking torture to live like that. And you have to understand that this feeling of deprivation, you're dissatisfied. Where are you dissatisfied? Where do you have unmet needs in your life? What do you need to work on to start manifesting what you want emotionally? You want what you want because you think that you'll feel better in the having so. That's what Abraham Hicks always says. It's like what you're searching for is just a feeling. You have to give yourself that feeling, right? And then you won't feel deprived around food. That's really what this is all about. And a lot of the time, what I see is people just have major, major discontent around the way their body looks. And that is part of why they feel deprived around food, because food's linked in with your weight. And when you think about your weight, you think about food and back and forth. That's how your brain is. It's like back and forth between those two. You're thinking about your weight, you're thinking about food, you're thinking about food, then you think about weight. Of course they're linked. Do you get what I'm saying? So then you've got to understand the link between why you feel dissatisfied with your body and simultaneously feel deprived and you can't get enough food. There's always a link there. You've got to dissociate them. You've got to separate them. You've got to start tapping into what's actually going on here in order to shift it. And yeah, pretty much just fuck the mentality of the dieting aspect. Don't make weight loss or looking a certain way be about feeling deprived. Like, don't make it about that. Don't, like, look at these memes and be like, oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. Like, they get to eat whatever I want while I just smell chocolate and I gain weight. Look at why you've created that reality. Don't just laugh about it and think that you're stuck that way. Look at why, you know. Create a reality where your husband can eat a lot of food, but you don't give a fuck, because you can either eat it and, like, if you want it, you can have it. Like, okay, for example, when I was with my ex, he would eat the whole pizza and I'd only eat half of one. Do you think I feel deprived? No, I feel full on half a pizza. Why would I want the whole pizza? Do you get what I'm saying here? It's like you don't have to compete with others. You don't have to look at your husband and see how much, and I just keep on saying husband because this like thing, like your partner, your housemate, whoever you're comparing yourself to, yeah? It's whoever you're comparing yourself to, because a lot of people do this. They compare themselves to others and they see how much they're eating and then they feel deprived because they feel like they can't eat that because they are on a diet and they're trying to lose weight. You're just creating a situation where you feel deprived. You're creating that situation. You don't have to be in that situation. You can change the way you approach it. You can change your perception of it. Your husband, partner, housemate, friend, whoever can eat twice as much as you do, but it doesn't mean you have to feel deprived. Do you want to eat that much? Are you actually gonna, aren't you gonna be way too full? A lot of the time, if you're saying, no, I could, it's because you're still operating so much from the dieting mentality that you have such a large allure for food. It's like you're never getting enough. Like, you haven't tapped into the part of you that can say, no, I've had enough. You'll never experience that reality because you've always operated from this bottomless pit mentality. My stomach is a bottomless pit and I can keep on snacking and snacking and snacking and never get full. I used to be like that. I felt like there was no full signal. I created a world where there is a full signal and now it's easier for me. But I had to work at that. I had to create that. And now I don't feel deprived around food and it's fucking fantastic, because I hated those days where, even though there were times where I looked good, I didn't feel good because I felt deprived. Yeah. Whereas now I feel like I have the best of both worlds. I look good, but I also don't feel deprived. I don't have to feel really, really like hungry all the time. Whereas I used to feel like I had to be hungry all the time in order to lose weight and have the body that I wanted. Yeah. So that's really important to understand, you guys, that basically it's a manifestation that you've created. You have to understand that feelings of deprivation are a manifestation that you've created, and you get to shift that, you get to change that, you get to create a reality where you no longer feel so deprived. You can be in a calorie deficit and not feel deprived if you master this. If you master this, you can have the best of both worlds, but you just have to find that place. And that's really what I help women with all my programs. And like, just another reminder, I've got that 2 weeks coaching offer available. You literally only have 1 day left to sign up. Only one more day. Otherwise, the only way to work with me one-on-one is either the only way to work with me privately one-on-one is through my 12 weeks coaching. This is your one opportunity to get like one-off sessions with me, like two sessions with me to purchase as a separate thing. This is that last opportunity to do that. Now, the other way to work with me on a close basis is through Intuitive Macros, which we're currently in the middle of. So there's no openings for that at the moment. I do, however, have a course coming out soon. I'm going to be announcing it soon. So keep an eye out for that if you're an emotional eater. Really, really important to realize that is something that you can overcome. It's also something that we're working through in Intuitive Macros. So Intuitive Macros is such a multifaceted program. Like, we fucking cover everything manifestation. It's only for people who are in Law of Attraction, like anything that I teach. It's like, it's always, the foundation is always Law of Attraction, yeah. But anyway, you guys, so the 2 weeks coaching offer, you only have one more day. It's a really good opportunity. It's a really great one to work with me. So yeah, get on to that. And a surprise offer coming out later on, a course though. So that's going to be self-paced. It's not going to have one-on-one access to me. So yeah, anyway, you guys, I hope this episode was helpful for you today. I love hearing from you. So, you know, send me a screenshot of you listening to the podcast if you think it helped you today. And I love you guys, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.